extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
Gotcha. So let me go back to you. So I want to understand two things. Talk to me about your overarching business philosophy, because I know you've added a lot of value to so many people. So let's just start there, because then I want to talk about the brand and we'll get to the book. Obviously, you publish a lot. How long have you written in the newspapers?
I've been writing since 1992.
1992, every single day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Did that come easy? Are you a natural writer, or is this something you've had to work at?
I pay attention to the world, and I have always been able to come up with ideas.
Okay.
And if you have an idea, you can write. And I don't per se.
Yeah.
I write like I talk.
Okay.
So people say they have writer's block, but no one ever has speaker's block.
Yeah.
You don't call someone and go, Larry,
can't speak.
I can't think of anything to say right now.
Yeah.
So if you write like you talk, you're going to win.
So I'm just curious from an organizational structure. So because, you know, for years you wrote for the business journals. You're, mm-hmm. you're on deadlines.
Every Friday for 15 years.
So in order to come up with new idea every year for 15 years, what is your methodology? So is it like something pops into your head? You talk it and what's your
– Something pops into my head. I text it to myself.
You text it to yourself.
But keep in mind, for the first 10 years I was writing,
there
was no cell phones.
Oh, okay.
Well, there was, but it was in a bag and that kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
I wrote everything down the minute that I thought of it.
Okay.
Because if you wait 2 minutes, it goes away.
And you put this in like an Evernote folder? Like, what do you do?
No, I put it I hand wrote it to begin with.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then, remember handwriting? You have a pen and shit.
Yes. Is that what this thing is?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a pen.
Right.
That's right.
And then once I realized I could text it to myself, I had a recorder and I would record into the recorder, like a Sony, whatever they were called, Walkman.
Yeah.
And then eventually the cell phone came and I could use that. And now, you know, my smartphone is my life.
Interesting. So talk to me about your overarching philosophy of giving value to others. What's your slogans? What's your philosophy?
I have one. I give value first.
Yep.
I help other people.
Yep.
I strive to be my best at what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I establish long-term relationships with everyone. And I have fun, and I do that every day. And that is my internal philosophy, not my external. If you go to my website, gitomer.com, and type in philosophy, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a philosophy, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Definitely write that down, because if you're having fun,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving value, and mm-hmm. you're serving others, it doesn't probably get much better than that.
Only way to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For
Only
sure.
way to fly. And I love what I do. So if you love what you do, then automatically you're always looking for something that will increase the value of what you're trying to portray or what you're trying to give.
So I'm curious, because you have obviously spoken, I'm guessing, to either hundreds of thousands or millions of people. I'm
yep.
sure millions of people have read your books
yep.
and articles and everything else. So what's the number of people you actually try to stay in touch with? How do you break down your network? You know, you just mentioned a few minutes ago, if Harvey McKay calls, I'm taking his call.
Okay, so we have a mailing list.
Yep.
And the mailing list exceeds a couple hundred thousand people.
Okay.
And I stay in touch with them weekly with a value message.
Okay.
I have 100,000 Twitter followers. I tweet 3 or 4 times a day.
Okay.
I have 29,000 LinkedIn connections.
Okay.
If you're familiar with LinkedIn, you can only get to 30,000.
Okay.
But I've got like 60,000 followers. I don't really know what the deal is there. But I post messages every day on every form of social media.
Okay.
Other than Instagram, I post maybe twice a week.
So let's go back. And first of all, I think everyone should be doing that. Now,
yeah.
I'm just curious, as it relates to maybe your more valuable relationships, however you define that. I'm just curious because, you know, there's speaker bureaus for you. There's other influential speakers. Yep. There's people that run corporations. There's people yep. that have hired you. How many people can you literally strategically stay in touch? What's your number? How do you do it?
It's not – I don't do it by number.
Okay.
I do it by – at the moment, what do I have to do? Who's okay. important that I got to
based on
with?
Goals or something?
Based on I have a business idea. Who can I connect?
Okay.
I have a personal business idea. What can I do with it?
Okay.
I'm going to give a speech in Houston. Who do I know in Houston?
Okay.
Who can I meet with in that particular city? So I don't have a number per se number, but okay. I'm very blessed with connections.
Okay.
So I try to use them whenever I possibly can. And some people – I just want to hang with.
Right.
And some people I want to have a good time with, and some people I want to do business with.
Okay.
So I have two. I'll be in Houston Thursday. Yeah, me neither. It's one day, and I'm going to connect. I have two business meetings before my speech. So I have two speeches and two business meetings.
Okay. What are both your thoughts on building a personal brand? You've obviously built a personal brand mm-hmm. over years, you know, from sales and, you know, super published and best-selling books. So what are both your thoughts on personal branding and how important is thought leadership?
So it's super important and it takes time and consistency and you need to be giving your people that follow you value or mm-hmm. they won't want to follow you. But I think right now the best way to build a personal brand is not just through books or podcasts or blogging online or posting on social media, but it's really through video because people want to see you and get to know who you are as a person. There is so much more you can tell on video than a flat sheet of paper right. about someone. You see their mannerisms. You see how they respond to your comments, how they interact with you, those types of things. And so I think that video, especially right now, is key. Even if you're trying to stay in touch with someone, you don't have to just send them a text message. Right. I mean, you could be walking around and be like, hey, Joe, this is Jen. I just saw this sign. Oh, look at that. And it made me think of you. Okay, send the video. Like, that's so much more intimate than just sending a black and white text.
For me, my name has always been my brand, but I'm also known as, oh, you're that guy that wrote the Little Red Book of Selling. Okay. So those are, I read three of your books. That kind of thing happens pretty much on a regular basis because I've spent 25 years building my brand. A statement that I can make is I've given about 2,500 corporate speeches
right.
and events, never made a sales call. Every single person who has ever booked me calls me first.
Well, that speaks volumes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It speaks big volumes because what it says is my brand is out there. It's recognized. It is accepted, and people feel that it's valuable enough to hire me. So my book might only cost $20, but my speech is a lot more.
Sure.
And that's where I want to be. I want to be where people find me because they know me and they like me. And we've had guests on the show on our podcast, Sell or Die, which everyone should be subscribing to right now. But almost every guest has read my books, and mm-hmm. we didn't even know who the hell they were.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So not everyone is a natural born salesperson. But at the end of the day, if you're not making sales, there's no cash, there's no revenue to go grow a company. So what advice just do you have from a mental standpoint to either make selling more fun, to whether it's overcoming the objections, things that may not be comfortable things for the average person, but if they want to excel as an entrepreneur, business person, they have to go do anyway.
If you're going to take a job selling life insurance because you think you're going to make a lot of money, you're in deep shit and short cotton.
Okay.
But if you do something that you love, even if you take a job as a stock boy in a warehouse by the ballpark, yep. but you love the ballpark and you love the team, you have to do what you love. If you don't do what you love, you are never going to get past the first hurdle or the first plateau of success. You'll rise to some level of mediocrity and wonder why. But if you are passionate about it, if you love what you do, anybody's objection falls away because they're going to feel the electricity of your belief.
Okay.
And that will be transferable.
Let me just ask – I'm going to come back to you. Just want to ask one thing. I know you personally are a big believer in personal development. Mm-hmm. You have a huge personal development library. Mm-hmm. How important is that component of feeding the mind? I know you talked about meditation and winning the morning and all that kind of stuff. And then I'll come back to you on that. I was just curious.
One pill makes you larger. One pill makes you small. And the ones your mother gives you don't do anything at all. That is Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, that ends with the words, feed your head, feed your head. And if you do that, luckily I grew up in the 60s, so I've inhaled a lot to that particular song. But the essence of personal development is you learn something new every day.
Okay.
If you learn something new every day, you have a chance, number one, to figure out why that's important to you. And then how can you transfer that message to others to where they will get it and they will agree with it. So I'm going to give you one example and then Jenny. 99% of all companies have a value proposition. We do this, we do that, we're the greatest. And the sales guy goes into a sales call and spouts off his value prop like it's some kind of gold or some kind of biblical statement. I tell you, have a valuable idea. If you're a customer and you're buying, you want my value prop or my valuable idea?
Much more the idea.
Exactly. So screw your value proposition. It's a bunch of bullshit that marketing people made up.
Yep.
Walk into every sale with a valuable idea and they will buy it. And they will buy you. And they will respect the hell out of you for having done enough research to come in with an idea. This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.